the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. As we saw last season, it was kind of the upside down in the AFC East, Lundy, as the New England Patriots were essentially bottom feeders, them and then, of course, the New York Jets, the always hapless Jets. But the Patriots really fell off as TB12 went down south, soaked up the vitamin D, and tossed up another Lombardi trophy to add to his trophy case, which is already overflowing. But the Bills seem to be the class of that division. And to me, I find it odd that Buffalo is only minus 150. And some people might say to themselves, well, that UC is a little high. But minus 150 to repeat the feat and take the AFC East, I am all over that wager. It's one of my favorite offseason futures on the DraftKings Sportsbook board. Do you disagree?
No, I like that one. I mean, look, sometimes, folks, you got to give up the juice if you want something that's going to be that much of a sure thing. And obviously, the implied percentage is pretty high on a minus 150. But that's because, I mean, look, I'm kind of intrigued by some of the things that Miami's doing. But at the same time, there's nothing about South Beach that tells me they're going to win the division. You know, I think the Patriots are a question mark at best.
Moving slightly in a better direction when you had Mac Jones over Cam Newton. But, yeah, look, they're probably middling at best.
And the Jets are plus 2,000 on DK Sportsbook for a reason. So, I think the Bills are a pretty solid one. And there's some really interesting futures. And I know you and I will talk about them as we go over the course of of the summer. But there are some interesting futures when it comes to the divisions. Also, you know, potential Super Bowl matchups. Who's going to take the AFC? Who's going to take the NFC? So these are the times of year, folks, to kind of go Charles Dickens on you. This is the time of year to be paying attention to this stuff, because sometimes the odds are a little eyebrow raising.
Yeah, raise a chicken wing for the Buffalo Bills, and I guess you got to dip it into blue cheese. I'm not a big blue cheese guy. I'm a ranch guy. I'm from the Midwest. That's how we do it.
I'm both. You go to the best wing spot and they ask me which one, I'm like, bring them both. Because I don't know. God. Maybe I need a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's the bitterness of blue cheese. It just really gets to me.
But the celery? No, F that, man. I don't need to be gnawing on a tree branch while I'm hanging out at a sports bar watching my favorite game and downing a beer.
I got texture issues with celery and water chestnuts. I cannot get down with those at all. It's weird and bizarre and disgusting. Anyway, coming off that tangent, big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card. From Nate Diaz to Michael Chandler, there will be no shortage of action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sportsbook betting partner of the UFC. He has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. That's right. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. To DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Taco Tuesday, let's add a little extra spice with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you had a redonkulous multi-leg parlay last night. A lot of puck involved in that action, and you fell just short of cashing a monster payday. What was it, like 7 of 8 that you hit? Oh, Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, that is brutal to go 7-1. However, you know, that's why the books make some money off of those parlays. But still, yeah,
exactly
went 7-1 there, 7-2 overall in my picks. Yesterday, our two featured picks here on the pod, boom, boom, went 2-0 on both of them. Edmonton pulled off the victory in overtime, and Vancouver, as I said, I thought they were still putting up a fight, despite the fact that they are now officially eliminated from the playoffs, and they took care of Winnipeg 3-1. That Vegas-Colorado game wound up being, talk about, if those two meet in the second round of the playoffs, holy cow, that is going to be a heavyweight battle for the ages, because last night's game was insane, which means take it to the postseason and it's going to be even crazier. So let's get into tonight with pick number one here on the Fade Five. Only two games on the schedule, because obviously we're coming down the stretch. A lot of these are the make goods that they're trying to do from COVID pauses, etc. Let's start off with Boston and the Washington Capitals. Now, both of these teams, this is the first round matchup. These two are going to play in the playoffs on Saturday. It's already determined. So I think tonight's game is going to be a little odd, because I don't think that either team is really going to want to do much of anything, frankly, knowing that they're going to play again on Saturday in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm staying away from the money line, but I'm looking at the total, because I think if you've got two teams that frankly don't care what happens tonight, may even wind up with reduced time on ice for some of their top lines. So I am looking at the total in this one, and I am going under on the six goals. And in fact, if you're willing to go under on the 5.5, if you're willing to put Captain Hook into play, you can actually get it at plus 100 odds. But I just feel like these two teams, knowing that they just don't give a bleep because they've got to play each other on Saturday, I think this is going to be low scoring. So give me the under on the total between the Bees and the Caps.
Live! And the land down under.
Number four.
All right, Lundy, continue on with the NHL theme. What is pick numero dos for you on this Tuesday?
Well, like I said, only two games on the docket, so let's go to the second one. Vancouver, who we went with last night. Let's go back to that well. They took on Winnipeg. They got them again now. You got to be able to see if they can do it back-to-back. And I think, frankly, like I said yesterday on the pod, Vancouver is eliminated. Man, they are dead last in the division. They still have games they had to make up because of the COVID pause they went through, really one of the biggest ones that we saw in the NHL this year. But they are plus 148. And I'm going to roll with it because, again, these are two teams that kind of have an idea of what their postseason is going to look like. Here's what's crazy about Winnipeg, by the way. Winnipeg could wind up as the 3 seed. They could wind up as the 4. Now, you might say to yourself, well, geez, you want to be the 3 seed, right? You don't want to wind up playing the number one team. Well, the problem is, they actually have a better record against that number one team than they do against Edmonton, who currently sits at the number two. So who knows? Maybe Winnipeg would actually like to be the 4 seed because they want to take on Toronto, a team that they have a 3-4-2 record against overall in the nine times they have played this season. So I'm going to go with Vancouver. I'm going to go back to the well with them. I'm getting seduced by the juice at a plus 148. In fact, this was up at a plus 155 earlier this morning. So obviously a lot of people thinking what I'm thinking and rolling with the Canucks. So yeah, take Vancouver on the money line.
Ah, cash with the coup.
Number three.
All right, let's move on with our NBA player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight, go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, more or less, over or under points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Streaming in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the more or less, the over, the under, the more cash you stuff in your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time tonight on this Tuesday at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And one guy that ain't messing around right now is DeLon Wright of your Sacramento Kings going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Lundy, sometimes the lines are just wonky. They just don't make a whole lot of sense. You look at it, is it too good to be true? You're a bit perplexed, you're a bit baffled. And that is certainly the case right now with Wright. Just fight through the second guessing and fire off on the over. And specifically for Wright, on 5.5 rebounds, a number I think he is going to absolutely crush. And by the way, if you want to get on this action too, on the over 5.5 boards for Wright at DraftKings Sportsbook, it's -129. Definitely pay the juice. I think it's going to be worth your time and investment. Remember, no De'Aaron Fox, no Tyrese Halliburton. Wright has been logging multiple ticks here over the last four games. He's played at least 33 minutes, and over that span, he's gone for seven rebounds, lucky sevens, and 10 boards against who? Oh, what a quinky dink. Oklahoma City he had in that game. OKC, so far this season, yeah, they've been blasting on the boards, number 23 in the NBA, and opponents' total rebounds per game, and they're number 22 as well, an opponent defensive rebounding percentage. This one doesn't make sense. Give me the the old sledgehammer, DeLon Wright, over 5.5 rebounds against the Thunder. Fade or follow?
Hit the number the last two times they played, over the number 7 of the last 9 games he's played. Yeah, let's double sledgehammer it. This one feels pretty confident to me, just in terms of what he's been able to do. And look, it's when you're Sacramento and you're going up against the Thunder, and the Thunder aren't all that great, Sacramento's sitting back, you know, you're kind of coming down this tail end of the season. This guy's got something to prove, wants to get out there with some energy. Show some fight, young man. And I think he's going to battle the boards. I think he's going to crush this number, Brad. I bet you he's at 4 or 5 by halftime.
Yeah, all day long. The right stuff. Kick the sports books in the sack with the king.
Number 2.
All right, let's move on. Let's do another NBA player prop, but I'm feeling a little extra spicy. Again, it's Taco Tuesday, and I think this one's going to hit the tongue in all the right places. I'm going to go with a two-leg parlay here, Lundy, on threes made. First leg, Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls. I'm going to take the over on 2.5 made threes against the Brooklyn Nets, and I'm going to go with the pairing of R.J. Barrett under 2.5 made threes against the LA Lakers. Both those hit. It is at +140. Why am I on the Chicago Bull? Well, Brooklyn, not exactly stellar defensively, particularly along the perimeter. Number 22 in the NBA in total threes made per game allowed. LaVine, a guy that's been over this number in 6 of his last 7 games. Yeah, he was 1 of 5 against the Nets on 4-4 in that matchup. But I think he's going to bounce back and maintain his level of consistency here, putting ball through basket from way downtown. I think it's at least 3 triples tonight. Now, R.J. Barrett has been electric here of late. He has been over the 2.5 made threes in 7 of his last 8 games. The last time, though, that he faced the LA Lakers, over. He was 0-for-4 in that matchup on April 12th. Why? Because the Lakers are rather stingy and stout defensively along the arc. Number 4 in the NBA in 3-point percentage, D at 35.2%. And they are number 3 in the NBA in fewest threes made allowed per game. So again, LaVine over 2.5 made threes. Barrett under 2.5 made threes. Both those hit. You cash +140 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fade or follow.
Ooh, a little Taco Tuesday seduction by the juice. I'll tell you what, the R.J. Barrett one makes me a little more nervous than it does you. Love the LaVine one. I like that one going up against Brooklyn, no doubt. The R.J. Barrett makes me a little bit nervous, but you had me at the plus odds, my friend. I mean, you know exactly how to whisper sweet nothings in my ear on this podcast, and that is, in fact, one of them when we put it together. Hey, a Taco Tuesday twofer? I'll take it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's get some tequila with those tacos, por favor.
Number 1.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball. And this one is a glorious line. It is Shane Bieber. Are you feeling the Bieber fever? On 9.5 strikeouts at tape time, right before tape time, is a +110. Lundy, when that line opened, it's now -134. And I'm still taking the over on 9.5 punch-outs against my Chicago Cubs for the golden arm of Cleveland. A pitcher has gone over this number in 5 of 7 starts this season. The guy's hit rate on his strikeout prop, Lundy, in his last 62 starts, 69%. Oh, so very nice. I mean, he has been money in the bank. His slider is just off the table goodness, and a pitch that is – almost impossible to hit this season. He has commanded a 35.9 called plus swinging strike rate. That is a major league high in that category. And we have documented this time and time again on the podcast. The Cubs struggles at laying off the cheese, or in this case, the slider. The Cubs are number 7 in Major League Baseball on strikeout rate at 26.5%, though they've seen a nice little surge here of late. And OPS, as they've been winning numerous games here over the last about 2 weeks, but I think they're going to be humbled tonight, again, by that devastating, biting pitch of Shane Bieber. Feel the fever along Lake Erie. Fade or follow over 9.5 Ks.
I'm going to follow you on this one because you had me at Cubs. I mean, yeah. You really did. I know they've been playing a little better. I get it. You know, some success there with the Dodgers. But at the same time, I mean, come on, it's Bieber. And there's a Bieber fever for a reason. There is a reason that the juice has swung so dramatically in this one. But I'll tell you what, Brad, I know we always get into some bonus time. So I've got a bonus for you here in a moment tied to Mr. Bieber. What do you got?
Ooh, well, I've got a lot of bonus time, but please do tell.
So let me throw this one at you. If you want to get, depending upon when you listen to us, if you want to get in on the afternoon game that is taking place today, I told you there's only 2 games in the NHL. So I found some bonus time tied outside of the hockey rink. And I'm looking at that Giants Rangers game this afternoon, and I'm looking at the strikeout total for Logan Webb, and I'm rolling with the under 5.5 strikeouts. But here's the thing, Brad, it's been juiced way up for him at a -157. He's only gone over that number twice in 6 starts this season, and I don't see it getting any better this afternoon for him on the strikeout rate. So if you put Logan together with Mr. Bieber, since both of them have been juiced up, +187.
Oh, that's tickling me in all the right places, Lundy. Oh, Daddy liked that one actually a lot. I'm gonna follow you on that one. All right, I'm gonna give you some additional bonus time as well. Let's start with the NBA. I have not seen a line posted yet, but when it does, pounce like a panther all over. Over Mo Wagner, the Pride of Michigan, 1.5 made triples against Milwaukee. DeJounte Murray came through for us yesterday against the Bucks, and I think Wagner is going to repeat the feat. A guy that's been over this number in 3 of his last 5 games. He's seen a major uptick in minutes played here last handful of contests, and we've talked about the Bucks' struggles from 3. They're giving up a 38.1% along the arc. That's number 27 in the NBA. Elsewhere, Pablo Lopez. Again, the books haven't caught up to what he's been putting in the box score from a strikeouts perspective. The Miami Hurler, I'm going to take the over on 5.5 Ks against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That opened at +100. He has been over this in 5 of his last 6 starts. And a guy that, you know, has been getting it done in every way, shape, and form. He's only given up 1 earned run in his last 24 innings pitch. Yeah, Arizona is number 24 in K rate, but this number is too low. I think it's 6+ strikeouts yet again for Lopez. And to keep it continuous here and consistent, I'm going to take the under in that Arizona-Miami game on the through 3 innings total run scored, and that is 2.5. Now, that's juiced up to -132. Madison Bumgarner on the bump for the D-backs. He has been dynamite in his own right, giving up just 4 earned runs in his last 23 innings pitch. Again, go along with Lopez giving up that 1 earned run in his last 24 innings pitch. I don't think you're going to have 3 or more total runs through 3 innings for these 2 teams. So I like the under there again. 2.5 runs through 3 at -132. And those are your bonus times here on this Tuesday edition of the pod. And that is a wrap on today's FTM. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Chavos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNBets.com, and FTNDaily.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.